Hello, and welcome to Rebuilding Lives, a podcast dedicated to growth, redemption, and the limitless possibilities that lie on the other side of struggle. This is episode 6, Rediscovering Purpose After Loss. Whether you faced incarceration, battled addiction, experienced heartbreak, or are simply navigating a chapter of loss, this episode is for you. Life after loss can feel like walking through the wreckage of what once was, a daunting, overwhelming landscape where hope feels distant. You might find yourself wondering, how do I even begin to rebuild from here? Or what's the point of trying again? These questions are natural, and they can feel heavy, but today, we're going to unpack them together. In this episode, we'll explore the steps to rediscovering your sense of purpose, even when it feels like everything has crumbled. We'll talk about the power of small, consistent actions, the importance of self-compassion, and how to tap into inner strength you may not even realize you have. We'll also share real stories of individuals who've walked similar paths and reclaimed their lives, proving that a brighter future is always within reach. We're here to remind you of something important. Your past does not define you, but your choices from this moment forward do. So take a deep breath, settle in, and let's start rebuilding together. Step 1. Start with forgiveness. One of the most powerful tools for rediscovering your purpose is forgiveness. But forgiveness isn't just about others. It begins with you. You may be carrying the weight of guilt, shame, or regret. Perhaps you've made choices that hurt others, or maybe you've simply let yourself down. These feelings are heavy, and they can anchor you to the past, making it difficult to move forward. Here's the truth. Carrying that burden only prevents you from living fully in the present and creating the future you deserve. Forgiving yourself doesn't mean ignoring or excusing your mistakes. It means acknowledging them, taking responsibility, and learning from them. It's about giving yourself the freedom to grow and evolve, rather than punishing yourself for something you cannot change. Think of forgiveness as a way to open a door that's been shut for too long. When you forgive yourself, you let go of the chains of self-judgment and allow yourself to focus on the possibilities ahead. Ask yourself this question right now. What would I do if I no longer judged myself for my mistakes? Take a moment to really reflect on this. That answer could reveal the first step toward a brighter, more purposeful future. And remember, forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It's a journey. And every step you take brings you closer to rediscovering who you truly are. Step 2, redefine success. When rebuilding your life after loss, it's critical to rethink what success means to you. Success doesn't have to mean money, fame, or possessions. It doesn't have to look like it did before your loss, and that's okay. Life changes, and so can your definition of what it means to thrive. For some, success might mean waking up every day clean and sober, overcoming challenges one step at a time. For others, it could mean rebuilding healthy relationships, finding stable employment, or simply creating a daily routine that brings peace, purpose, and consistency. Success might even mean learning to enjoy small victories, like going for a walk, making a home-cooked meal, or reaching out for help when you need it. Start small. Start simple. Success is built one step at a time. Think of it like planting seeds. Every small action is a seed of growth. A consistent morning routine? Seed. Apologizing to someone you've hurt? Seed. Signing up for that GED program you've been considering? Another seed. Even taking time to reflect on what you truly want for yourself is a seed of change. Over time, those seeds will grow and bloom into something extraordinary. The garden you create might look different from what you envisioned before, but it will be yours, nurtured by your own effort and resilience. Redefining success isn't about comparing yourself to others or chasing perfection. It's about building a life that feels meaningful to you, one small, intentional step at a time. Keep planting, keep growing, and trust the process. Step 3, build your toolkit for transformation. You don't have to face this transformation alone. Surrounding yourself with the right tools and support can make all the difference. Every step forward becomes more manageable when you have resources to guide, uplift, and empower you. Here are some key tools to consider adding to your life's toolkit. Daily affirmations. These aren't just feel-good phrases. They're powerful reminders of the person you are becoming. Affirmations help rewire your mindset, replacing self-doubt with confidence and positivity. Write them down in a notebook, stick them on your mirror, or say them out loud every morning. Speak life into yourself and watch how your perspective begins to shift over time. Therapy or support groups. Whether it's a 12-step program, a group for ex-offenders, or one-on-one therapy sessions with a licensed counselor, these spaces provide understanding, encouragement, and accountability. They allow you to connect with others who share similar experiences, giving you a sense of community while reminding you that you're not alone. Journaling. Writing is a powerful tool for self-discovery and emotional release. Regular journaling allows you to process emotions, track your progress, and reflect on what's working and what's not. Use it as a safe space to vent frustrations, set goals, dream big, and celebrate every small win along the way. Education or skill development. Learning something new can be transformative. Whether it's picking up a trade, attending workshops, pursuing certifications, or simply learning through online courses, education unlocks opportunities and boosts confidence. It reminds you that you have the ability to contribute meaningfully to the world while opening doors to a brighter future. By equipping yourself with these tools, you create a strong foundation for lasting transformation. Remember, progress takes time, but each step brings you closer to the life you're striving for. Step 4, connect with community. You don't have to rebuild alone. Finding or creating your team is a key step toward growth and healing. Community builds strength, and strength builds resilience. When you surround yourself with people who uplift and encourage you, challenges become more manageable and progress feels within reach. Start by looking for a group of people who believe in you and are committed to supporting you on your journey. This could be close friends, family members, mentors, colleagues, or even strangers participating in a recovery, reentry, or support program. If you feel like you don't have anyone to turn to right now, remember that you are not alone. There are countless organizations, churches, and community programs that are designed to help people facing similar challenges. A quick search online or a visit to a local community center can connect you with resources to get started. Community isn't just about receiving support. It's also about giving it. By volunteering, mentoring, or simply being present for someone else, you can create valuable connections and remind yourself of your own worth. Helping others is a powerful way to rediscover purpose and build self-confidence. Whether you find your community through shared experiences, common goals, or acts of kindness, these relationships can become a foundation for lasting resilience and growth. Step 5, find a new purpose. When you lose something big, it's easy to feel like you've lost everything. The emptiness can be overwhelming, leaving you unsure of how to move forward. But loss also creates space. Space to rebuild, to grow, and to discover something new. It's an opportunity, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. Take some time to reflect and ask yourself important questions like, what do I care about most? What kind of legacy do I want to leave? What makes me feel alive or fulfilled? Your purpose doesn't have to be grand or world-changing. It just has to matter to you. Maybe it's being more present with your family, building stronger relationships, or being a better parent. Maybe it's finding a creative outlet like writing, painting, or music that allows you to express yourself. Or perhaps it's rediscovering a career path or volunteer work that aligns with your passions and feeds your soul. Purpose is what gives meaning to your days, and it can evolve over time. It doesn't have to be perfect or final. It just needs to give you direction and hope. When you find a purpose that resonates with you, you'll also uncover a strength and resilience you didn't know you had. That sense of purpose becomes the anchor that helps you face new challenges and rebuild your life one step at a time. Remember, it's okay to start small. Every step forward counts. Step 6, celebrate progress, not perfection. Here's a simple truth worth repeating. You don't have to be perfect to make progress. Progress isn't about achieving perfection. It's about showing up and trying, even when it's hard. Mistakes will happen. Tough days will come. But every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory worth recognizing. Celebrate those steps. Celebrate staying clean for another day, even if it feels like a small win. Celebrate landing that first job interview, even if it doesn't immediately lead to a job. Celebrate rebuilding trust, one honest conversation at a time, even if the process feels slow. Each of these moments represents growth, resilience, and determination. They remind you that change is possible, even when the path feels uphill. Take time to recognize how far you've come, and let those small victories fuel your journey forward. The bigger picture. Overcoming prison, addiction, or loss isn't about erasing the past. It's about learning from it, growing through it, and using those lessons as stepping stones to shape a brighter future. It's about finding strength in your struggles, recognizing the resilience you've built, and creating a life that feels meaningful and fulfilling despite the challenges you've faced along the way. It's about reclaiming your narrative, taking ownership of your story, and proving to yourself and perhaps to others that you are so much more than your worst moments or darkest days. Your life is not over. It's still being written. And every single day is a new opportunity to add something meaningful to your story. The past may have shaped who you are today, but it doesn't have to define the person you'll become. You have the power to pick up the pen, imagine greater possibilities, and write the next chapter of your life filled with growth, courage, and hope. It's not always easy. Rebuilding takes time, patience, and persistence. Some days may feel like setbacks, and others may feel like progress. But every step forward, no matter how small, is a testament to your strength and determination. You're capable of creating a future that reflects the best version of yourself. Your story is yours to tell, and you hold the power to make it one that inspires not just others, but you. Let it be a story of transformation, resilience, and the ability to rise above even the heaviest of burdens. You are not defined by where you've been. You are defined by where you're going. So keep moving forward, keep growing, and keep dreaming of the life you deserve. Final thoughts. Remember, transformation takes time. It's not a straight path, and there will be moments of doubt and setbacks. Growth takes consistent effort, patience, and a willingness to push through the hard days. But redemption? Redemption is the gift you give yourself by showing up every single day, even when it feels impossible. Each small step forward is proof of your resilience and strength. If you're ready to take the next step, know that you're not alone. At the Self-Development Factory, we're here to walk with you on this journey. Through our carefully curated resources, motivational content, and a community ready to lift each other up, we're committed to helping you find the encouragement and tools you need to thrive. Visit our website to explore workshops, guides, and opportunities to connect with others who are on the same path toward transformation. You are stronger than your struggles. You have the power to rebuild, no matter how overwhelming the challenges may seem. And above all, you are worthy of the life you dream of living, the life you've imagined, where growth, joy, and fulfillment are within reach. Thank you for tuning in to Rebuilding Lives. We hope this has inspired you to keep moving forward one step at a time. Until next time, take care of yourself, stay inspired, and never stop believing in your ability to create the life you deserve.